After Mandela was released from prison in early 1990, South Africa exploded into violence. The two biggest black political groups at the time, the African National Congress, the ANC, and the Inkatha Freedom Party, the IFP, were locked in a bitter power struggle. As a young reporter, Angie Kaplianus witnessed the brutality.
South Africa was burning. We would, for example, hear about people being killed. There were running battles. Sometimes you didn't know whose story to believe, who was inciting. It was a country, I think, gripped in madness.
The man who vowed to end the insanity was Nelson Mandela. And although he led the ANC, says Kaplianus, he also transcended petty politics. At gatherings all over the country, Mandela emphasized that all South Africans were involved in building a new nation.
He would say to every single rally and gathering, political gathering of people, you know, if my pocket was bigger, I would put all of you in there and I'd take all of you home with me.
Reconciliation was Mandela's mantra. And just as he preached good relations between black and white South Africans, so he urged ANC and IFP supporters to find common ground.
I think he really made a great effort to show South Africans and the world that people who had been so divided, who'd been so politicized, could actually live together, work together, sleep together, chat together, drink together.
Mandela's work was rewarded in the 1994 elections. While most analysts predicted bloodshed during South Africa's first democratic polls, the vote was amazingly peaceful.
I don't know what South Africa would have been like without Mandela as a founding father. I think he was the right man at the right place at the right time to pull us together as a country.
In gathering material for her archive, Kaplianus has uncovered several hidden gems. For example, she's discovered a primitive sound recording that no one knew existed, of Mandela giving one of his most famous speeches. It was at the so-called Rivonia trial of 1964.
When I listened to that extract where he says he was prepared to die for his principles and his beliefs, it is still as powerful today, maybe more so than it was at the time because it was in the court setup. It wasn't in a stadium or on a platform.
But in her opinion, Mandela never enjoyed speech-making.
Quite halting. He's not the great orator like a Martin Luther King. He doesn't have that charisma when he speaks. But I think what he is a man of his word, that when he has said something, he means it.
Kaplianus says perhaps her greatest challenge lay in getting South Africans, from ordinary people to high-profile individuals, to talk about Mandela.
There are a lot of cultural sensitivities that you don't talk about someone or you don't prepare for someone going when they're still around.
Her archive seeks to present Mandela, a man with near godlike status around the world, as a human being, with flaws as well as greatness.
The hard part is that in such a big character, are we willing to look at the weaknesses, the shortcomings, the shortfalls?
Kaplianus describes Mandela's leadership as extraordinarily non-emotional. She's convinced this was because of the long time he spent in jail.
I think he learned to mask his emotions and how he was really feeling in prison, and I think that was a coping mechanism.
Yet her project also shows Mandela being very friendly. He would make unannounced visits to shopping centers where he'd spend hours talking to people.
A man who understood people and who wanted to touch people. Just like we had the late Lady Diana as the people's princess. I would call him the people's president of the world.
Kaplianus hopes Mandela lives forever. The journalist says it's very powerful at the time of someone's death to hear them on radio speaking with their very own voices.
You know, it's like kind of shakes you awake. My God, this is the person who's just passed away and here they are speaking and nothing can replace that.
In that respect, Kaplianus says her archive will give Mandela a great send-off. She believes it pays him the ultimate honor by telling the truth in sound about what she calls his wonderful, inimitable life. For VOA, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.
South Africa was burning. We would, for example, hear about people being killed. There were running battles. Sometimes you didn't know whose story to believe, who was inciting. It was a country, I think, gripped in madness. He would say to every single rally and gathering, political gathering of people, you know, if my pocket was bigger, I would put all of you in there and I'd take all of you home with me. I think he really made a great effort to show South Africans and the world that people who had been so divided, who'd been so politicized, could actually live together, work together, sleep together, chat together, drink together. I don't know what South Africa would have been like without Mandela as a founding father. I think he was the right man at the right place at the right time to pull us together as a country. When I listen to that extract where he says he was prepared to die for his principles and his beliefs, it is still as powerful today, maybe more so than it was at the time, because it was in the court setup. It wasn't in a stadium or on a platform. Quite halting. He's not the great orator like a Martin Luther King. He doesn't have that charisma when he speaks. But I think what he is a man of his word, that when he has said something, he means it. There are a lot of cultural sensitivities that you don't talk about someone, or you don't prepare for someone going when they're still around. And the hard part is that in such a big character, are we willing to look at the weaknesses, the shortcomings, the shortfalls? I think he learned to mask his emotions and how he was really feeling in prison. And I think that was a coping mechanism.
Yes, sir.
A man who understood people and who wanted to touch people, just like we had the late Lady Diana as the people's princess. I would call him the people's president of the world. Like kind of shakes you awake. My God, this is the person who's just passed away, and here they are speaking, and nothing can replace that.